Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. How are you guys doing tonight? Hope you guys are ready for another great show, because we're excited to be doing this. I hope you guys came prepared to be wowed and awed and woo, you know, because it's going to be that type of show tonight, guys. So I'll be ready. So, Jay, tell the people what we're talking about tonight.
All right. So the topics we'll be talking about today, guys, is death penalty may be struck down, says Justice Antonin Scalia. Zendaya Upset Magazine retouched her photos. And we're going to discuss the worst people on a plane. So let's get started. Let's talk about this death penalty. Chris, go ahead and introduce us to that topic.
Okay, guys. So the first topic we're going to be discussing today is how one of the justices, he claims that he believes that maybe in a few years the death penalty will be eliminated, will be scratched, will be zeroed, will be, you know, I can put it in a million different ways. But yeah, he's claiming that he believes that the Supreme Court eventually will do away with the death penalty because it's barely being used as it is, and it takes a lot to get the death penalty. So he thinks it'll inevitably be done, you know, be done with. So I just felt like, you know, this was something major. I mean, when the Supreme Court is going to discuss something or anything, it's a big deal. But Jay, do you think that's good, that if this happens, if this comes to pass, do you think it'll be a good thing that they do away with the death penalty, or do you think in some cases it's justified to use the death penalty, and maybe they should keep it around?
You know, I just want to say I respect his opinion on the matter, and I'm just going to say that I believe as long as people are in charge of it, the death penalty will always be around. Now, I would like to say that I don't think anyone should have the right to have an opinion or judge other people's lives and say whether who deserves to live or not. So I don't believe in the death penalty, and that's just my opinion. But I do think it'll be sticking around. And I think that as long as people, you know, are power hungry, there's going to be a death penalty because people are going to feel like they have the power to judge whether other people can live or die or not. And as long as people are in charge of it, I think the death penalty will always be around.
I mean, you know, I'm with you there. I never condone that individuals get to make the decision on whether they end someone else's life. I mean, that's exactly why they're there anyway. I mean, what type of place are we when it's an eye for an eye, you know? If someone gets killed, then we have people judge them on whether or not they should be killed or get the death penalty. And, I mean, I'm not too high on the death penalty, but then if you look at it, like, if you take away the death penalty, the death penalty, I feel, maybe is a much more humane way to go about sentencing someone than some of the other methods that they could possibly come up with. Because some of these torture methods are, I believe, far worse than providing the death penalty, because, you know, eventually we're all heading that way or that direction someday anyway. But I'm on the fence with you, Jay. I don't condone the death penalty, and maybe they should do away with it. Who knows? I mean, I know some people believe in it very strongly, and they have the right to do so. I mean, so I'm with you though. I don't think they should. I think they should do away with it, but apparently that's not up to me to decide. But apparently, the gentleman we're speaking of that made these comments, there was Justice Antonin Scalia. And he just goes on that he wouldn't be surprised if the Supreme Court invalidates the death penalty one day. And he was addressing capital punishment during a University of Minnesota Law School appearance. And he just said that he wasn't retiring, but then the death penalty came up, and he was just discussing it, and he believes it's going to be done away with someday. But I don't know if he, in this article, if he claims on whether he gives his opinion on what he thinks, if he thinks it should go or not. But I know me and you are both on the side of that maybe it should go because it's not being used much anymore as it is because it's very tough to get that. I mean, that's the type of, like, crime or punishment you get when you kill a police officer. So just think how severe it has to be for you to even get put to the death penalty, you know?
Exactly. I mean, you have to do a lot to get put to the death penalty. That's also another reason why I don't think it's going to be done away with. Because as long as people have the chance to decide someone's, and the fact that it takes a lot for them to actually be like, yes, give them the death penalty. So, I mean, it's barely even being used as is, but people are always going to want to have that option. So, I mean, but I would like to see us go in a direction as a country and as a people to where, you know, we go away with the death penalty and there's less violence and, you know, things like that, and we try to look for a more peaceful solution. But, I mean, yeah, of course,
I mean, Scalia, I'm sorry to cut you off, Jay, but I just wanted to point this out. You know, I was telling you that Scalia believes that the Supreme Court makes it too difficult to address the death penalty. He says that this is a quote from him, it's practically impossible to impose it, but we have not formally held it to be unconstitutional. And he said it wouldn't surprise me if it did fall in a couple of years or so, but he doesn't mention a couple of years. He just says it wouldn't surprise him if it did fall. So,
I mean, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Well, I'm actually hoping, you know, that we can do away with it. And like I was saying, as people, you know, go away the violence route and, you know, always stick to nonviolence. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, I'm hoping in the future we can see that happen.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But, I mean, guys, what do you I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Do you guys think the death penalty should be done away with? Do you think it's acceptable in some cases of, like, of, you know, crimes that are, like, astonishing or awful? So just let us know what you think. But we're about to move on to our second topic of the day. And guess what, guys? We're going to be talking about a young actress and model in Zendaya. So, Jay, I know you know who Zendaya is, but do you know why we're going to be talking about her today?
Read when that Zendaya got upset about a magazine retouching her photos. Like, can you elaborate on it?
Yeah, so you pretty much have the gist of it. She landed another magazine cover, but she's not entirely happy about it because she took her pictures. She was, you know, she did a cover for the magazine, and she was happy with the photos. However, when the magazine issue came out, she realized that her photos had been touched up a lot and retouched, and she got upset, believing that her natural beauty should have been portrayed on the cover and not what the Photoshopped version of it. So she had a few issues with that. She even goes on,
yeah.
She goes on and she quotes, she's like, had a new shoot come out today and was shocked when I found my 19-year-old hips and torso quite manipulated. And she put this on Instagram. And so then she ends up sharing the touched and untouched photos of both and putting them side by side. And she says, there are things that make women self-conscious that create the unrealistic ideals of beauty that we have. Anyone who knows who I am knows I stand for honest and pure self-love. So I took it upon myself to release the real pic on the right side, and I love it. So, you know, just to make a point, Zendaya has so much pull that right after that comment came out, the editors at Model East were quick, and they pulled down the retouched images and left the untouched images. And then she goes on and she thanks him. She's like, thank you at Model East Magazine for pulling down the images and fixing this retouched issue. So I guess she had enough pull to get her pictures on there, but she was upset because they retouched it in the first place because she believes, after she was quoted, that she believes in natural beauty and self-beauty and that you don't need to be fake to be attractive or because now she's pretty much saying that girls are self-conscious when they look at these pictures and yet none of these pictures are real. It's like almost impossible to attain that type of beauty. So I respect her for coming out with that opinion. I'm happy that the magazine went and put her her real photos up there.
Yeah, and I just want to say that I agree with her. A lot of young adults think that that's how these actresses or models look like on these covers. But a lot of the time, those photos are retouched a lot more than what people think. They're retouched a lot to make the person look better, slimmer, you know, anything along those lines that we consider beautiful in today's society. So a lot of the time, young adults, you know, want to look that way, and they go to extreme measures, you know, even in some cases, hurting their bodies to be beautiful in what today's society standards are. So I applaud Zendaya for, you know, wanting her natural look on the cover, because I mean she's a pretty young girl, so her natural look should be well enough. But then she also has to understand that this is the business that she's in. She's in the entertainment business, and all of the photos and everyone's photos get touched up or retouched in some way. So she has to understand that. But then again, I applaud her for standing up for, you know, natural beauty.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, if I had a cover and they wanted to add, I don't know, more muscle, more abs, whatever, I'd be happy with it. Yeah, I'm not going to hate on it. But I applaud her because women are shown in a, you know, in a more intense light than men, especially when it comes to beauty and the way, I guess, they're supposed to look. Because I feel like men get a pass sometimes. And, you know, just because I guess they're men, I don't even want to say it like that, but I guess it's true because they're men, they get a pass regardless. They don't have to be in the best shape. They don't have to look the best at all times. But women, there's a higher standard for them to look beautiful. And I'm happy Zendaya just believed that no matter who you are, what type of girl, whatever, you have to love yourself. You have to believe in your beauty. And you have to be happy with what you were blessed with. So I... the message. That's why I wanted to talk about this, because I like the message that she's trying to represent and portray, and I think it's, you know, it's refreshing that she actually stood up for herself and said to a magazine who she did the shoot for that she was upset with the decision they made to use the retouched photo instead of her natural photo, and she went and got it taken down or got it replaced because of the outcry in social media. You see, social media isn't always bad, guys. It can be a helpful tool sometimes, as Zendaya. But, you know, I'm glad in the end it came out okay, and now we got to see both pictures, and the untouched picture looks just as good as the touched picture. That's not better. So I don't see why they had to retouch it. It's just like, I guess it's a common thing in our culture nowadays to try to make it look as good as possible, but that's not always necessary.
And I just want to disagree with you on one of the points that you made. Yeah,
no.
I believe that women are, you know, held at a higher standard in terms of beauty when it comes to these magazine covers or the entertainment industry. But guys are held to a high standard as well. And I've actually read plenty of articles where some of the male models or actors were worse than the girls in touching up their photos. They wanted pretty much their entire photo touched up just so they can look better. So guys are held to a high standard as well in the entertainment industry, and they're just as, you know, insecure about their bodies and whatnot, and, you know, want their photos retouched a lot. And, you know, I've read also numerous articles about how Zendaya is not the only person to complain about her photo being retouched, and, you know, some other actresses or models said that they thought their natural photos were better, looked better, and that's actually them, and they prefer it. Or how they're described in the media, like I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, Avril Lavigne, in one interview I heard her say that she was at a concert, you know, giving a live performance, and then when she saw the video playback the next day, they had taken out some of her acne that she had. They digitally removed it, but she thought they should have left it in there because that's her and that's her real life. And, you know, it's giving girls the misconception that, that, you know, she's perfect when she's not, and everybody has flaws, and she wanted to show that, but they digitally removed her pimple or her acne that she had at the bottom of her chin or whatever, and she didn't think that was right. So Zendaya's not the only person to, you know, talk about this or stick up for, you know, the likeness of their beauty.
Yeah, you know, I want to end this segment just by saying one thing. I don't know why, but there are some people out there that I don't see why these magazines or whoever retouch them have to retouch them, because they are extremely attractive, and I would, you know, I would just take a picture of them. They're super photogenic, and I would just leave it. But everyone should be like that. Be happy with who you are, guys. Just like Zendaya, stand up for your beauty. That's where we're going to end this segment. So, guys, it's about time for our commercial break, but we will be back soon, so don't be too sad. So, guys, see you soon when we come back from commercial. Stick with us, Cruise Control.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Herr at Stephen_Herr@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show, and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up, Torn Pieces.
Hey, people. Hope that wasn't too long for you guys because we came right back. So, guys, not even going to say anything. Let's just get right into it. So, where we left off, we stopped with maybe the death penalty getting knocked down, maybe being eliminated altogether. And secondly, we talked about Zendaya standing up for herself and wanting her natural beauty to be displayed. Can't hate that. So, guys, we're getting into something very serious here. I know we all love to travel. We all love to go to different places. But there are always those people on the flight that you just know. Get on the flight attendant's nerves, maybe get on your nerves. Maybe they are super annoying. And we all have some of those people in mind, the different types. And I came across an interesting article that talked about the different types of people that get on these flight attendants' nerves. And I just wanted to talk about, guys, the type of people that get on our nerves, on flights anyway. So, Jay, what do you think? What is one person, maybe not even just give one person right now, one type of person that might bother you a little bit on a flight?
Okay. The one that might bother me a little bit on a flight, you know, I don't want to sound like a bad person or inconsiderate person, but I'm going to name two people right now. One of them is the little kid on the flight that can't sit still, that cries all the time, loud and obnoxious. And, yeah, it's hard for the parents to control their child, but that little kid is annoying. Now, the other person I want to talk about is the person that, keeps bumping your chair, like, kicks your chair, you know, just keeps hitting into your chair. I don't know if on purpose or by accident, but that's annoying as well. It makes me want to turn around and be and just in the throat, you know?
Exactly. Those are just two key, like, people that, you know, go the extra mile to annoy you. I mean, I know we all heard about that story that recently happened, and if you haven't, I'm about to shed on light, some light on it. Apparently, some guy got upset that a lady was leaning her chair back, and he went and decided it was a good idea to choke her for it. And if you guys haven't heard that story, well, now you know that there are crazy people on these flights. But the poor parenting one is a killer for us, Jay, and we know it. It's crazy. I mean, if you're going to take a young child onto a flight, I understand. You know, I'm very laid back. It doesn't really bother me all too much, but come on. At least attempt to get your child to behave themselves. I mean, we're all stuck together in a little plane for most likely a couple of hours. And on even the worst flights, we're there for a long period of time. So let's all try to annoy each other as minimum as possible. But, you know, another one I want to talk about are the individuals maybe that, you know, sneak some booze on board or get drunk on the plane and then don't know how to act when they get drunk in that little vicinity. I mean, why go on a flight and just get completely wasted and then act like an idiot? I mean, that's the quickest way first to either get arrested or thrown off the flight, and second, to annoy almost everyone on the plane with you, especially if you're not one of the sleepy drunks, if you're one of the annoying ones that likes to make a scene when you drink. I mean, that can be a lot to ask for anyone to deal with on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not going to act like I've never been drunk on a plane because, you know, when we flew to Las Vegas that one time, we could have ordered drinks, and, you know, I ordered drinks and, you know, had a good time. But I like to think, you know, I know how to control myself.
Yes, I was aware. I remember that, Jay. I remember that very vividly.
Yeah, it was a good old time, wasn't it?
Yeah, so fun. I was the only one of our friends that didn't drink. And, yeah, it was a blast hanging out with you guys. Woo!
I know, I can tell. But, yeah, the people who get drunk and start acting obnoxious, that's not good either.
Yeah, I mean, just to go over this list with you guys very quickly, I mean, me and Jay have been giving our opinions on what we find to be a little annoying, a little out there, but the article I read says, give some actual responses from some flight attendants on what they find annoying. So I'm going to go through the list, see if you guys agree. We're actually going to talk about some of them on the list. Now, some of the ones we mentioned made the list, so we don't have to talk about all of them. So first we got the mile high drunk. Oh, everyone, it is annoying when someone gets completely wasted and doesn't know how to control themselves. Number two, we got sneaking booze on board, which coincides with getting drunk on the plane, except this time you're actually sneaking liquor in. Then we got clipping your nails. Who does this? Come on, who does that? That's disgusting. Why would you do that at home or at the hotel? Why would you do this on a flight with a bunch of strangers?
Number a long flight. You know, you got to find something to do.
I mean, read a book, watch the on-flight movie. It's not that difficult. Now we got, next we got number four, painting your nails. Wow, that must, I mean, initially that doesn't sound too bad, but then when you're cooped inside a small aircraft with no window to open and you smell the fumes for like the next like 4 hours, that can be very annoying as well. Then we got, number five, the one closest to our heart, Jay, poor parenting, ones that cannot control their kids. Which I understand, sometimes
yeah.
being a parent is very difficult, but try your best, parent people, please. Let them eat candy or something, I don't know. Then we have, number six, medical emergency. And what encompasses the medical emergency is when someone is having one and then other people on the flight believe that it's all about them when there's a crisis going on. Someone said, you know, there's a medical emergency, and then someone's asking them about their internet connection or what a snack they can have, and the flight attendants are like, you know, a little busy at the moment. They find that's another pet peeve that they have. And then we're almost done with the list, guys. We're going to quickly go through these, the rest of them, so we can discuss some of them. We have throwing bags at a flight attendant. I can see how that would be annoying. Poking, oh my goodness, I would kill the person who poked me. They would die. Then we got touched by a passenger. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see that being a little bit annoying. And then you have your headphones, head cases. Of course, you got those. And then the last one is no love for rude tennis-playing passengers. I guess tennis players aren't, you know, loved by the on-flight attendants, so maybe they'll get over that in a little bit. Not all tennis players are annoying. So, Jay, which one do you want to talk about? Any on the list that you didn't know or that you just want to elaborate on?
Oh, I mean, all of them are pretty annoying. And when you get those kind of people, you just want to, you know, tell them off or something. But, like I said, the kid one is pretty bad. That one's one of the most annoying ones because the kid can pretty much do all those things to you.
They except get drunk. I don't think they'll be drunk on the plane. But they can
compare my gift to them, calm them down.
You're gonna get the kid drunk to calm him down. I don't know if that'll work. Maybe it will. Who knows? But let's not throw that out there for people to do. We are not encouraging this, guys. Not even a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But the one I would find very, like, egregious to me would be a medical emergency going on the plane and then passengers having the nerve to ask about themselves, like, when am I going to get my snack or what's the Wi-Fi here or something like that. I would be like, are you kidding me? We have something a little bit more important going on. I can see how that would drive me crazy. And the poking. Do not poke me. I don't care if I'm helping you. I'll get to you in a second. Call me, tap me, or do not poke me. We will have a problem.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel entitled, and they feel like since they're paying them money, they should get whatever they want at that point in time. And, you know, I'm sorry to tell these people, but you don't get everything you want in life, and sometimes you need to learn courtesy and just
exactly.
Go with the
life
flow. You know?
Lessons, right, Jay? Life lessons, something done.
That's right. Life lessons, guys. We're trying to help you out.
But, guys, that about wraps up our show for today. I hope you liked it. Feel free to talk to us about it. You know, we always tell you, feel free to contact us. Give us some topics you want us to talk about or talk about us with the topics we've already discussed. But, guys, as always, thank you for joining Cruise Control. You can find me on Twitter at ChristianCruise66 and Jay at JayFilms on Twitter, guys. So, thank you for joining us. It's been another great episode of Cruise Control. Jay is going to go ahead and wrap it up. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of Cruise Control. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30, so make sure you tune in. Later, guys. Have a good night.
Now shut up and drive.